13:14. And they had entered the city. They went up the stairs to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All of these, with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves steadfastly to prayer, waiting together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. According to the vocabulary of the New Testament, there is an implication of indefinitely in the sentence where it says, where they were staying. The disciples went into the upper room with a mindset that said, we are not coming out of here until God shows up. They did not go in there to wait 10 minutes. They didn't go in there to wait 2 days. They did not go in there to wait 3 months. Their objective was to connect with the Lord, waiting as long as it took in order to accomplish that goal. They weren't looking for an experience or to have an event, nor did they sell tickets as if they anticipated some spectacle. No, they went in there saying, we cannot do all that God wants us to do without his full power in our lives. Like those who entered the upper room to wait for the promised outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we should approach God with a similar attitude that says, I'm waiting on you, Lord, indefinitely, until I receive your authorization to continue and your power to go forward in your name. Waiting for God, or anything else for that matter, isn't easy. I have difficulty waiting for a sandwich at a fast food place, much less having to wait on the move of God. Hey, it's not easy. We have so much energy and such heated passion for the Lord and his cause, or any of our own ideas, that if waiting is ever gotten around to, there's a pause only for a short period of time before we're off and running. The energy of all that thinking and wanting just takes over again, round and round and round. Often, if God doesn't do something as quickly as we want, then our own bright ideas overtake us again, and we are right back in our own momentum. It is unbelievable how often the same ground is constantly covered and recovered, thinking we are really getting somewhere, when really much of it all is just going in circles. I believe we really do make some progress in our waiting, but then we become impatient and lose our place. We gain a little ground, then we get lost due to our impatience. We have to capture and hold, or hold the line. We must stand fast in the freedom we are given and not allow ourselves to become slaves all over again to the yoke of bondage we have previously been relieved of. Even when we do not see something, or if we don't feel that God is working, friends, capture and hold the moment. Believe and stand fast on his promise that he is working mightily in our behalf, not allowing ourselves to become impatient, missing God's opportunity. Think. We inherit the promises of God through faith and patience, according to Hebrews 10:36. The mindset we need to have is, Lord, I have come to the end of myself. I don't have what it takes. It is obvious I cannot do what needs to be done by myself. I need you, for only you can do it. I'm waiting on you. Waiting. Oh, gosh, sometimes that is so difficult. To wait on God means to stay in place with the expectation of his further direction. I'll say it again. To wait on God means to stay in place with the expectation of his further direction. If there is one thing I know, the Lord hears me and he will answer. But I do have to wait, which is a good thing, yet such a hard thing. Psalm 62:5. My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Be encouraged to be willing to wait on God as long as it takes. Are you willing to wait on God?